ICE does the most brutal raids possible, deports people to countries they didn't even come from, deports them to El Salvadorian prison camps where they go missing. They go missing inside the US too. They create concentration camps with worms in the food. A Chinese immigrant was found dead in ICE detention with his hands and feet tied. Injustice anywhere might as well be happening right next to you, because the US is so influential, it will eventually influence your own country too. And me personally, I don't want to see this bullshit in my country. They do these raids because they say these illegal immigrants are criminals. They don't do anything and they take American taxpayer money, which is why they raid places of employment like construction sites. They're even dangerous. Just look at this mother being detained without a warrant. I'm sure she must be some sort of Al-Qaeda, Hamas terrorist. There are countless videos on the internet. When you work in ICE, you're supposed to arrest people your country doesn't want in their borders by ethnicity. When you work in Gestapo, you are supposed to arrest people your country doesn't want in their borders by ethnicity. Usually, needing to have a strong guy to look out for who is good to go and not good to go. The weirdest thing is how they arrest citizens born in America and the ones that got naturalized legally by living in the US for like 15 fucking years. Bro, if you live anywhere for 15 years, you're a local.
A terrified woman flees two men in masks. It's not a mugging. She's an American citizen being chased by ICE agents who think she's here illegally.
And these people who are deported are sometimes not deported to their own home country, but whatever they look like. Such as when they deported this massive Cuban Trump supporter. I could give you a million guesses and you would never guess where they deported this dude from Cuba to. They deported him to fucking Eswatini. As you can see on this map, there is a very large distance between Cuba and Eswatini. I also want to thank my sponsor for today, CyberGhost VPN. These guys are very popular with over 38 million users worldwide and over 20,000 excellent reviews on Trustpilot. You know how much 38 million people is? That's like all of Canada. And in today's age where privacy is being absolutely cooked by countries and companies, using incognito mode does not do anything. Your internet service provider, your school, even your home Wi-Fi router, they can all track what you do online. And that's where CyberGhost VPN solves the issue. Select one of their over 100 locations before you browse to encrypt and reroute all of your traffic through their secure servers. This way, no one will even know about your online activity. CyberGhost also unlocks geo-restricted games and content from over 40 streaming platforms like Netflix, Amazon Prime, Disney Plus, anything. And you can even score better deals online by simply changing your virtual location. It works on all major devices and operating systems, Windows, Mac, Android, iOS, and you can protect up to 7 devices at the same time, which is very good for sharing with friends and family. With my link in the description, you get their best deal ever. Just $2.03 a month, plus 4 months for free, which is 84% off. There's even a 45-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. It's a great product. Also, $2 a month for a VPN is very good. Also, I can personally attest that it has good download and upload speeds and they have good servers, so they're not like cheaping out on this. By signing up using my link in the description, you can also help me create more videos like this one. And yeah, thank you to CyberGhost VPN for the sponsor. Or how people just randomly get sent to El Salvador, including Venezuelans that got deported from America and then got tortured in the prisons in El Salvador. These people escaped their countries to make money and send money back home because the US ruined their fucking hometowns, ruined all of Latin America completely, overthrowing their governments for fucking bananas, and then after the only way to make money that was left was to immigrate to America, they send them to El Salvador where they are tortured. And you know, with ICE, you have to carry your papers with you showing that you legally can be in the country. So when these officers come up to you to ask you for your papers, you don't get imprisoned. We had a dude doing the same exact thing here in Europe. It was a whole thing where you needed to carry your papers with you at all times. How about an armband as well? So these nice officers don't have to go through the trouble of checking all these people's papers. And even if you carry your papers with you, these motherfuckers will just say your passport is not real and arrest you.
How many United States military veterans have you deported?
Sir, we have not deported US citizens or military veterans.
Madam Secretary, we are joined on Zoom by a gentleman named Sejun Park. He is a United States Army combat veteran who was shot twice while serving our country in Panama in 1989. Earlier this year, you deported him to Korea. a country he hasn't lived in since he was 7 years old.
ICE has zero morals. They arrest mothers in front of schools. They give people seizures. They pull guns on people. They shove women to the ground. They pepper spray priests. And this all depends on how you look. And I hope you're ready to get harassed anytime.
From here? What's here? What's up, people? You born here? Is you born here, man? What country was you born in?
But the best thing is, you don't even have to be illegal for ICE to arrest you, or minimum, harass you. There are so many videos online of Americans getting arrested because they're black or Hispanic. And the reason I care about this so much is because whatever happens in the US happens in the rest of the world too, because it's such an important country. And personally, I don't want to be kidnapped by masked men while I'm being a tourist in like Spain or some shit, and I didn't carry my passport with me, because pickpocketing is a six-figure salary in Spain, and I don't want it stolen. I just think ICE is one of the most evil things this world has ever invented. Just randomly harassing people and being this brutal towards them. P.S. Who the fuck does Jeremy Renner think he is? He's literally only known for playing the lamest Avenger, and he allegedly threatened to call ICE on his Chinese girlfriend. Also, there's this video with an ICE agent enjoying his day off, driving drunk as shit with his kids, and he gets arrested by black people and tries to go Hans Landa on the dude, trying to figure out what sort of a black he is exactly.
We don't want to get hit. We don't want you to get hit. That's why we're trying to do the exercise. That way we can move
on. Are you Haitian?
That's nothing to do with my wrist, buddy.
My question was, are you Haitian?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter where he's from. Okay. Look, man.
Because Trump isn't so into insider trading and crashing the economy on a whim just to tell then everyone buy the dip and then flex on how much money his friends made, a lot of people have been complaining that the American economy has not been doing so good. And this TikTok of now that Trump is president, we will be able to afford the house did not come into fruition. Along with massive public sector cuts because of fucking Elon Musk. Oh my god, man, this world is a clown. It is a clown hole. It's a circus. Genuinely is a circus, man. I can't believe Big 25, right? We were supposed to have flying cars. What do we have? Putin, Netanyahu, Trump, and Elon, and AI slop. Oh, don't forget Palantir. Bro, the co-founder is so funny because you could have any hobby in the world, right? Like, for example, me, I like playing PlayStation, right? And I like Souls-like games. Like, I like Sekiro Shadows Die Twice, right? I also like, you know, I don't know, working out and stuff, right? But I can't believe this dude's hobby is talking about the Antichrist, bro. Like, why couldn't you choose anything else as a hobby? Like, you could like traveling or something, right? But no, his hobby is giving lectures about the Antichrist. So many people have been fired from their careers they've built up for years. But then Donnie comes in. You can join ICE. ICE is the best organization there is.
Bro, I can't even watch UFC anymore. What the fuck is this bullshit, bro?
By the way, you will get a salary of $100,000 with a $50,000 signing bonus. What? Are you out of your fucking mind? I've never even seen $100,000. And this motherfucker is giving this salary out to professional racist kidnappers. You're firing teachers and USAID workers, saving lives to hire more people at ICE. Although it would be very hard to expect anything else from a dude who was referred to as a loyal lapdog by Jeffrey Epstein. After a long day of blowing Bubba, being called a lapdog by evil kid rapist, you just gotta get it out of your system and start arresting some mothers. Also, these agents are literally just some dudes. No special training or anything. They just give a dude a gun and tell them to arrest a Mexican. They're not even good at this shit because they keep detaining Americans. If I was in ICE, bro, I'm a professional. I can tell a Norwegian apart from a Swede. And I can even notice if they're around the area by the amount of snus nearby. But this is just my hobby, you know? I don't ruin anyone's lives. Also, they just wear masks, have guns, and never show identification or any sort of warrant. They could just be some random dudes kidnapping you and you would never know until you arrive at the destination in the van. And because ICE doesn't identify themselves, some people just started dressing up in masks and kidnapping people, pretending they are ICE. And they just get away with it. They come up to you, no documents, guns, put you in a van and take you away. Now, both Gestapo and ICE have their own camps where they concentrate a lot of people in it. ICE actually built one in Florida and called it Alligator Alcatraz, where the detained people were packed wall-to-wall in cages, having 32 detainees per cage, and even lawmakers were not permitted to view the entire facility. More than 95% of the detainees were from Latin America. There were maggots in the food, and people had to dig the shit out of the toilets with their bare hands because of the lack of plumbing. And obviously, inhumane treatment and brutality at the camp was common. Not only that, but 1,800 people were detained here, and the whereabouts of about two-thirds of those people could not be determined by their family, lawyers, or journalists. Amnesty International called the facility a human rights disaster and launched a campaign to shut it down because of the unsanitary conditions, lack of medical care, and minimal access to lawyers, and the family not knowing where their fucking family were. Also, there were reports this concentration camp cost $450 million and got flooded in a day. Now, I know this video devolved into comparing the aura of the Gestapo and ICE, but I can make this joke. Stalin was Georgian and we fought the Nazis, so I can make fun of the enemy. Also, I did get checked by the American Border Force too, so I can make fun of them as well. With that being said, comparing aura of the Gestapo and ICE is like comparing a nuclear bomb to a kid with bad lungs, which does usually happen to be ISIS targets. These dudes cover their faces because they are afraid to be canceled online and be doxxed. What are you, bro? Dream? They are so proud of their jobs that they cover their faces. And if anybody got a problem with what I'm saying, my name is Willie Sagnol and I am the head coach of the Georgian football team. It's so amazing how technology has advanced so far, right? We all have phones, computers, debit cards, Ubers, and social media. With this AI company, Palantir, cooperating with ICE on locating and catching these people to deport them. You know, back then, the Gestapo had to keep tabs on all these unwanted people with lists and stuff, had to go through the trouble of locating them, but now there is no need because Palantir does all the work for them. They're even lazier than the Gestapo, man. I can't fucking believe this. I'm very interested in how Zoran will deal with ICE in New York because I don't think New Yorkers will take ICE lightly. I hate this shit and I don't want to see it around the world. It's just brutality based off race and has nothing to do with being legal or anything. And I don't want them to set the precedent for the entire world to start doing stuff like this because America, Russia, Israel are all about kidnapping people now. We talked about America this entire video. They're extremely protesting in Israel for the right to the people they kidnap, and Russia decided to go one level above everything and start kidnapping tens of thousands of kids and giving them away on a website where you can filter them by hair color, eye color, age, and behavior, with around 20,000 kids being abducted. One of the most famous Ukrainian bands, Dacha Bracha, made a music video too about the kidnapped Ukrainian children that have still yet to return to their homes. It's on the United 24 channel. You can check it out if you want. It's pretty sad, and I hope this worldwide bullshit ends for everyone. Thanks a lot for watching. Goodbye. Don't forget to click on the description link to get the special discount CyberGhost VPN is granting to my channel users. This application will protect your data while you browse and give you full access to all blocked content on the internet for only $2.03 a month. Totally risk-free, as you already know. So check it out. Link in the description. Чем зайка сувика скацема уцтепа миса Когда сищен за микос подарагого Ходи разы камут сады с комиссара тану